How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Denver's home for today's comedy 1031. It's Big Mike. Man, this guy always makes time for us. Weezy the Moz sitting. He is back. He is a last comic standing winner. He's an author, and this weekend and tonight, he's at Comedy Works South of the Landmark. We got John Heffern. What's up, man?
I am doing wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back.
I don't know why I talk like this every time I'm on radio.
I mean,
I don't know why I go like 1970s disc jockey guy.
Yeah.
Shake your legs, rock the beaches, everybody.
Yeah, I mean,
lock it in, rock the, knock the knobs off.
Something about microphones just brings it out of people.
Yeah, you got to. It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Things are well. I have a brand new comedy album out called John Heffern, The Laughs You Deserve. I'm sure you guys are playing it all the time.
24/7.
Why would you not? Debuted number 3 on Billboard, yo.
Oh, damn. Congratulations.
I missed number one. I missed the number one album on Billboard.
Who beat you?
None of this fake iTunes number one stuff, which means nothing. I'm talking Billboard.
The real deal.
And I missed number one by 13 units.
Wow.
And it kills me.
Who beat you?
Because I look, I don't even know whose were out, but 13. And then I looked at my family's Facebook pages to see who shared the link that the album is out, and not one person.
What?
Not one person in my family.
Damn.
Not my wife, not my daughter, not my brother, sister.
That could have been your 13 units.
They
right,
what do you think?
I mean, you didn't tweet. You didn't tweet me about it. You didn't tweet me about
no,
it.
No, but I did. That was horrible. 13. But anyway.
Man, when was that?
Just came out like a month ago, month or two ago.
I mean, so you may not hit that, but we can make up for it now. We could sell 13 units like today.
You could.
And some more.
Or people can just play it and stream it. Do a thing.
Oh, okay.
Comedy's where it's at.
Yeah.
Comedy, listening to comedy on the radio is where people need to be.
Exactly.
You need to be.
You know, especially here in Colorado. I mean, that's the thing I get a lot of emails about is, man, you get me through traffic. Your station gets me through, gets me home without, running into somebody. Like, there's a lot of stress in the world. There's a lot of negativity. Comedy, you need to laugh.
You need to jump away.
Yeah.
You need to jump away and you need to decompress.
Comedy does that.
From all the other channels, we tell you about how the world's horrible. You jump over and then you hear a comic complaining about something.
But comedy just makes you laugh about how terrible the world is.
Yeah, yeah. Then you're like, that's right. I don't know where McNuggets come from. Like, then, it just kind of takes your brain to a different place.
Exactly. Well, you are back tonight through this weekend. You're at Comedy Works South at the Landmark. What's been going on? Like, how's been traveling going for you, man? Like, I know, one thing I don't think people might think that, comedy is all luxury or whatever, but I mean, it's a lot of traveling. Like, you're all over the place.
Yeah, I was in, this week, yesterday morning, I was in Phoenix and I did a show. It was a corporate event at like 9:30 in the morning, got done at 10:30, was on a flight by 12:40, landed here at 5 p.m., was in a car immediately, went to Boulder.
Oh, wow.
Did a show in Boulder. Jumped back in the car, got back here to Denver, and was up this morning to do press for the shows.
Man,
so that's been the thing.
And DIA to Boulder is not a quick ride. That's quite a trek right there.
Yeah, it was a little.
Yeah, our airport's basically in Kansas as it is. So to go all the way to Boulder, I've made that drive before. And I'm like, man, this is a fun drive.
Yeah, I get confused as much as I'm in Denver and I'm here a lot. I get confused on where I am versus downtown versus where Comedy Works South is versus, like, I always get confused.
The beautiful thing about Comedy Works South, it is a good landmark. It's south of everything. So, what should
you
there,
know what? I never thought of using the word south as a reference point. That I just assume that it is south of something.
Yeah.
That's why it's called south.
It's south of everything. You're good to go. There you go.
So I'm below, Basal. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good landmark.
We might need to call the other Comedy Works north or mid, because it's in the middle of everything.
Or the opposite way. Yeah, it should be Comedy Works. No. Yeah.
Yeah. We need to open a Comedy
North,
Works.
But it should be like Comedy Works north of south.
Yeah.
And then the other one is called south of north.
We just need to build a Comedy Works up in North Glen. And we got Comedy Works North, and then nobody would get lost.
All right. We'll figure out. We'll talk to Wendy.
Or we'll just...
Yeah, she's...
Or we'll just download Google Maps on our phone.
Yeah,
we'll
or we get a sense of direction or just use a navigational system. Yeah.
Exactly. So you're here this weekend. You know, Colorado, it's sort of a kickoff a big weekend tomorrow because it's opening day for the Colorado Rockies. So everybody's going to be downtown, getting ready, the home opener. I'm going to be down there. Are you a baseball fan?
I'm a baseball fan about halfway through the season.
Okay.
I have friends that are crazy baseball fans that right around now will start to freak out. And you go, you realize there's 7,000 games left. So I'm going to be honest with you. I jump on about halfway through.
You want to see where everybody's sitting and have a good idea to go.
Yeah, then I jump on. But I'm not, like, I'll enjoy a game. I'll watch it, but I don't get crazy about wins or losses.
Yeah.
This early on, it's kind of nuts.
I'm a big fan of baseball just tomorrow, just on opening day. I go for the fun, but I don't even necessarily go to the game. I may not know who wins, but I mean, it's just everybody takes the day off. Everybody goes downtown. We'll be downtown at Gin Mill, and you know, we just have a good time.
Yeah, baseball hot dogs are probably some of the best food you can have.
Of course, the healthiest too.
Yeah. I don't ask what's in them. That's dumb.
It's the same as McNuggets. You don't.
There's some things in life you don't question.
Exactly.
Yep.
You just trust your taste buds are guiding you in the right direction.
Yep.
So you're here this weekend in Denver, and you know everybody always has their stories about how they start in comedy. I always love that you started because a future Charlie's Angel, Lucy Liu, she was a bartender. She convinced you to go, and you know, but not everybody is going to have a bartender that's going to in the future be a Charlie's Angel. Obviously, a thing that a lot of people want to get their foot in the door. Do you have any advice for people that are thinking like they want to try to do stand up?
I think there's more people that want to try stand up now just because there's so much access. They're like, here's where I sound like an old guy, but there wasn't any comedy anything when I started. The only comics you saw were on like the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And you only saw them once because there wasn't, there wasn't channels. There wasn't any type of, even the comedy albums like weren't a thing. So now more people want to do it because they get exposed to it.
YouTube, and Netflix, Hulu, all over the place.
Yeah. And then in most comedy clubs have open mics or, and like some comics will be against, you shouldn't take a class. You should just know how to be funny. Well, some people like, I'm really into songwriting right now.
Yeah.
I don't know how to songwrite. So I bought a couple online courses just to see like, how do you even start? And then you jump from there. So there's a lot of classes I would even take. Now, some comedy priorities say you don't need to take a class. I think you do. Yeah. If you're brand new, what are you going to do?
Did you take any classes?
No, because there wasn't any that existed.
Maybe you need to start a class.
I should. Yeah, I couldn't teach
comedy
a class.
University.
I wouldn't even know how to teach.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying, but that's how. And then you get a group of friends, and that's how it kind of.
I think you
we
should.
We started with open mics at comedy clubs, and you would just. See other comics and see, you kind of learn that way.
I think you should like go to one of these comedy classes. You should sign up and like go and like, and have them try to critique you. And then like, if they try to say anything, just pull up the YouTube and be like, here's last comic standing. I won.
I went to a retreat or a thing with my wife where it was a camping thing where you could sign up for things to do, just like you're at a kids camp. And I signed up for a meditation thing, like a guided meditation. So we're in this teepee in the middle of the redwoods and you're learning how to meditate. The teepee next to me was a how to do stand-up comedy course. So I'm in this tent having the guy literally say, and when you hear things around you, hear it, but let it go and come back to your breath. Like I'm hearing that guy.
Yeah.
As the same time, I'm hearing some guy telling people how to do a joke. It was one of the hardest things because I'm not supposed to be paying attention, even though I'm hearing this guy telling news. I don't even know. He wasn't a comic.
Yeah.
I don't even know. He was telling these things that were just so wrong that it was the hardest meditation I've ever did because my brain was in that tent going, that's you just, like I heard the guy go, and then one of my favorite jokes that I wrote, and he obviously stole like a joke from somebody that I know wasn't his.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. So anyway.
Well, they probably did like a little background check on you. So like next to you, probably had a chef, and there was probably in the other tent a cooking class. Like, oh, first you just throw the steak cold on the grill. And he's like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
They were trying to make you focus.
Yeah, so it was interesting. Yeah. So yeah.
All right, well, I still think you should sign up for a class.
All right, perfect. I'll take one. Sure, I need to learn. Can never not
to learn, just to like see if they know what they're teaching.
I probably learn from whatever. You never know. So it's like the force.
We got John Heffron. He's here at Comedy Works South of the Landmark. What's next for you, man?
I don't even know where I'm at next week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's I don't look. I get home on Mondays and then I look at my calendar and see where I'm flying out on Wednesdays.
It's like a brand new adventure every week.
Yeah, so I have the brand new album that I'm pushing, and then in probably less than a year, I'll put out another one, and that's the hustle.
Nice, man. Staying on that grind.
That's the hustle.
That's the hustle. Well, you always make time for us when you go in Colorado, so we appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you having me.
And like I said, get those tickets at ComedyWorks.com while you can. It's your boy, John Heffron. Big Mike, it's Comedy 103.1. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night,
pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.